Welcome to today's Sincere Milk of Thursday, the 19th of March 2026. Today's topic is Integrity Stands You Out, Part 1. Our text is taken from Genesis chapter 39, verse 7 to 12. Verse 7. And it came to pass after these things that his master's wife cast her eyes upon Joseph, and she said, Lie with me. But he refused, and said unto his master's wife, Behold, my master wotteth not what is with me in the house, and he hath committed all that he hath to my hand. There is none greater in this house than I, neither hath he kept back anything from me but thee, because thou art his wife. How then can I do this great wickedness and sin against God? And it came to pass, as she spake to Joseph day by day, that he hearkened not unto her, to lie by her, or to be with her. And it came to pass about this time, that Joseph went into the house to do his business, and there was none of the men of the house there within. Verse 12. And she caught him by his garment, saying, Lie with me. And he left his garment in her hand, and fled, and got him out. Key verse. Genesis chapter 39, verse 9. There is none greater in this house than I. Neither hath he kept back anything from me but thee, because thou art his wife. How then can I do this great wickedness and sin against God? Integrity means the quality or condition of being upright and pure. It also means to have behavior that shows honesty, righteousness, and decency. A character that cannot be faulted for doing evil or falsehood. Our Bible passage tells us about a young man named Joseph. He distinguished himself amongst his father's children. He was loved by his father above his other brothers because he lived a life of honesty and truthfulness. He often reported the bad deeds of his brothers to their father, and this made them to hate him. They conspired to kill him, but he was saved by Reuben, his eldest brother. He was eventually sold in the absence of Reuben to some merchant men. This Joseph became a slave in a strange land because of his truthfulness. The Midianites also sold him to Potiphar, an officer of Pharaoh. This was the beginning of Joseph's journey to greatness and the fulfillment of his dreams, which his brothers hated to hear. In Potiphar's house, Joseph remained diligent, honest, truthful, and holy. The wife of his master wanted him to commit immorality with her, but Joseph refused to do so. When she wanted to force him, he ran out of the house and left his garment in the woman's hand. Potiphar's wife lied against Joseph to her husband, and the young man was thrown into prison. Can you run away from sin like Joseph did? You must be determined to live a holy, honest, and humble life. God will help you to do so. Prayer for today. Father, please help me to live a life that pleases you anywhere I find myself. Amen. Further reading, Genesis chapter 20, verse 6. For more spiritual nourishment from the Sincere Milk Devotional for Kids, visit us at www.sincermilk.app or follow the link on the website to download the Daily Manna mobile app. God bless you.